Today is the 28th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are currently in a heat wave, which is okay. I think I've got my tan, not to the delight of my husband, but that's neither here nor there. But I was going to say that we are 48 hours from entering in the 1st of July. Can we just take a second to say bye-bye to the first half of the year? Like, bye, bye, bye. And welcome in the next half of the year. I'm very grateful to see the next 6 months of this year. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Proverbs 10:6. And it says this: blessings crown the head of the righteous, but violence overwhelms the mouth of the wicked. And so, Holy God, we want to live the kind of life that pleases you, a life of righteous character and gracious compassion. Father, we want to bring your kingdom and your grace to others. Father, we want to help others see that violence is destruction to themselves, to others, and also to the little children. Father, this we ask in your name. Amen.
Father, we glorify you on this day. We thank you for the third day of the fifth month of 2018. We glorify you, God, for seeing us through January, February, March, and April. And we give you praise because we believe you are going to see us through May. We serve a faithful God. We serve an honorable God. We serve a patient God. You know, I was saying to a friend, thank God that God is patient with us. He's so patient, so loving, so kind, so holy, so gracious.
We glorify your name. Mandarabasi kitiri boshan, darabasi kitiri boshan. Yendiririririshan, darabasi kiri boshan, katarabasi kitiri boshan. Makatarabasi kitiri boshan, darabasi kiri.
Father, we honor you right now. We honor you with our words. We honor you with our soul. We honor you with our body. We honor you with our minds. We ask that you come dwell. Yeah. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is our prayer.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. It's the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Oh, 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 God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our prayer today, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is our worship cry. That is our prayer. I will adore you. Oh, oh. Go ahead and just worship. Yeah. Will you lift your voice and worship? Worship your King. Worship El Shaddai, Alpha and Omega, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Proverbs 4:20-22 says, "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh." Father, we ask that you teach us to be attentive to your words. Incline our ears to hear what you are saying. And Father God, let your words not escape from our sight. But Father God, we want to keep them within our hearts, because we believe that when we find them, we believe we have life. And we believe it will have healing to all our flesh. Father, we decree and declare that today.
Oh, oh. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Just go ahead and just reflect on him right now. Oh God, we honor you. We reverence you. We bow our hearts towards you today. Father, we're coming back to what it means to worship you. We seek your face. We seek your face. Our focus is on you. We want to hear your voice. We want to see your face. We want you to be tangible in our midst right now. Oh, Abba Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Now and forevermore. You gave amazing grace. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your life. Thank you for
for the nail-pierced hands. Thank you for carrying that burden for us. Thank you, God. Just worship.
Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. We crown you now, many crowns. You reign victorious, for you are high and lifted up. Jesus, Son of God, the treasure of heaven, crucified,
so that we can sing,
worthy is the Lamb of God, worthy is the Lamb, oh, oh. Worthy is the Lamb of God, you are worthy.
Proverbs 16:24 says, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Gracious words are like honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. I pray that you receive his word. I pray that you receive his gracious words. And may they be like honeycomb and sweetness to your soul and health to your body. I decree and declare that for you today.
Worthy is the Lamb. The Lamb of God, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb who sits upon the throne. Worthy is the Lamb who sits on the right hand of the Father.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mandarabasi ketebo shakata. Menderebo shakata raba. My prayer is that God reveals himself to you today. That God reveals himself to you today. That everywhere you go, you see the face of God. Mandarabasi ketebo shakata raba sendi. Mandarabasi ketebo shakata raba sendi.
Oh, Father God, reveal yourself to your children today. Reveal yourself to your children today.
And so our declaration of the day says this.
I declare God's dream for my life is coming to pass. It will not be stopped by people, disappointments, or adversities. God has a solution to every problem I will ever face already lined up. The right people and the right breaks are in my future. I will fulfill my destiny. This is my declaration.
Let's
So Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings, your significant grace, and the way that you have directed our path, faithfully sheltered us when we strayed from your will, and gracefully corrected us when we went astray. Father, we pray that your grace and mercy will continue to abound in our life, and that we may have a fruitful year where the Lord Jesus Christ increasingly becomes the focus of our lives, the desire of our hearts, and the only one in whom we rest our hope. Forgive us for the times when we have stepped outside of your will, but we ask that you continue to work in our lives and finish all that you have started in us, just as you have promised. Father, we pray that over the next 6 months that we may be filled with the fruit of righteousness, which your Holy Spirit has promised to carry out in us, so that we may daily be transformed into the likeness of the Lord, Father God, and live a life of abundant faithfulness, fruitfulness to your praise and glory. All this we ask in your name. Amen. So, to all my mothers, do not forget, we have our first gathering together to get together and worship for our families and for our children. So I'm very much looking forward to meeting all the mothers here on Heart of Worship. So save the date, 4th of August. We are going to be meeting for brunch and we are going to be worshipping together. Tickets for that will be £5 and they will be out from the 2nd of July. So as many mothers that can come out, that would be absolutely fabulous. If you are listening to Heart of Worship for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And please, when you get the chance, please reach out to me on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter at JC May or JC May Music. What else do we have coming up? We have our declarations. Excuse me. Heart of Declaration starting on Monday from 6 a.m. I'm going to be going live on Instagram and Facebook, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And I think for now that is all the announcements, but until tomorrow, family, I love you. My prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.